Our reading is Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 10, and it's on page 1173. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we're dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised up with Christ and seated with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. In order that in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of the grace expressed in the kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that you are one, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I'm only crying because it's beautiful.
Oh, Gifty, thank you so much for reading. Yes, these are powerful words that should bring us full of emotions and to tears. They are wonderful words. It'd be great if you can keep that passage open as we look at it. I'm just going to ask Andrew if he can help me. We're just going to move this so that hopefully you can see it, and I am not jumping over it because that would be a quick trip to A&E. Oh, there we go. I think that would do. So hopefully you'll be able to see that. Right, I'm going to ask for God's help and pray as we begin. So let's pray together. Oh, Father God, you are so wonderful, so awesome, so amazing. These truths that we get to read about, to sing about, and to learn about. We thank you for them. And we ask that you'd help us all now to understand your word this morning, to grow in your word this morning, that we might love the Lord Jesus all the more. And we pray that in his name. Amen. Well, I'm going to start with a question. Who likes getting gifts? Who likes getting gifts? Yeah, bit of a silly question, really, isn't it? Because the answer is very obvious. Now, maybe you've had a birthday recently, or you're about to have one. Someone in our family has their birthday on Thursday, but I won't say how old they are because they're here this morning. And actually, someone has a birthday this week coming on the staff team, don't they? Yes, they do. you got a nice Valentine's gift on Friday, if your other half remembered. Perhaps a dozen red roses, a nice box of chocs, a bottle of bubbly maybe. Maybe you were treated to a tasty meal out or a relaxing evening in. Now, we often expect to get gifts on those special occasions, don't we? But it's really nice when we get a surprise. That's really kind. I don't know if you've seen the new Amazon advert. It's called Moving Day. We're going to watch it. It's only 30 seconds, so if I can ask you guys to show it now. Great. I'd just like to say that I'm not sponsored by Amazon during this talk. But I really like this advert. It's very short. But you see, the mum realises that her son finds moving house really hard. He's left his friends and there's nowhere good for him to skateboard. He's miserable. So the mum, she buys him a different kind of board and the change is massive. And by the end we see that he's having fun and he seems to be making friends. It's a wonderful act of kindness. But perhaps the greatest kindness or the greatest gift we can ever receive is one we don't deserve. That is a true act of kindness. And that is what the Apostle Paul is talking about in our memory verse in Ephesians chapter 2. It's all about the gift we don't deserve. Let me read verse 8 again. Do follow in your Bibles. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Let's say it all together again. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. No, that's it. Well, I'm just going to stop you there. What is this gift? Well, to help us understand this a little bit more, I have a present here. I have a present here. And it says, from God to the world. Now, I wonder, Grace, if you can come and help me open this. So actually, why don't you open it for us? Just rip it apart. There we go. Oh, look, there's another Amazon box in there. Maybe I am sponsored by Amazon. Right, and then if you could pull that apart. There we go. Oh, what have we got in here? We've got some letters. Some letters that I'm hoping we're going to spell out. I might need somebody to come and help me pin some. Thanks, Chris. That'd be great. If you can hold those for me, and I'll pin them up, and we'll see if we can spot what this word is that hopefully I've spelt right. There's no missing letters. That would be pretty bad. Can you see what it? Can you see that yet? Yep. Thanks. My spelling's terrible. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. There we go. Ooh. Lovely. That will do. It's a bit skewish, but hopefully you can see that. What does that word say?
Salvation.
Brilliant. Salvation. That's a very big word. I wonder what that word means. Well, let's have a little think. Well, salvation is about being rescued or saved. Now, if I was stranded out at sea or stuck in a burning building, who do I hope will come to rescue me, to save me? We might see, oh, have we missed the slide? There we go. See, if I was stuck out at sea, I would want to be rescued by someone in a lifeboat, lifeguards, hopefully. I'm sure you would as well. And if I was stuck in a burning building, we'd want to call the fire brigade, wouldn't we? Get the firefighters round to put out the fire and rescue us. Now, both those situations are dangerous because if we don't get saved, then we would be in big, big trouble. We would be in big trouble. We could get seriously hurt. We might even die. But as serious as that is, there's an even greater danger that we all need saving from. And it's what Paul speaks about in this chapter. I got Gifty to read from verses 1 to 10 because I want to see the bigger picture. Paul shows us our big problem. And it's like standing in front of a judge who hears all the bad things that we've done. So if you see from verse 1, Paul says we were dead in our sins. We've all turned our back on God. We've all rejected God. That's what sin is. And then verse 2, Paul says we followed the ways of the world and disobeyed God. And verse 3 says, we've lived to please our own selfish desires. We wanted to do what we want to do. And because of all this, Paul says, we are deserving of God's wrath. That is his right anger against our sin. And the just punishment isn't just for us to die, but to be completely separated from God forever. And what could be worse than that? But there's good news, wonderful news, because we have what I like to call one of the big buts of the Bible. Sounds a bit rude when you say it like that, but it's true. Do you see it in the passage, verse 4? Paul says, altogether, but, great, but, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. That means our sin. It is by grace you have been saved. Our salvation is by grace. That's the first thing I want us to see. It's on the screen. It's by grace. We're saved by grace. Now, some of us will recognize the man that's coming up here. I've given it away because of the book that is next to him. It's C.S. Lewis. And maybe you've read some of the Chronicles of Narnia, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, or some of his other books. Now, years ago, he was at a conference and was asked what makes Christianity unique to all other religions. And he said, that's easy. That's easy. It's grace. Grace. Now, in our Bible, our bite-sized series over the next few months or so, we're going to continue to learn this memory verse and think about some of the important words in it. And one of which is grace. And we can understand grace as kindness we don't deserve. Perhaps you can think of a time when you did something wrong at work or at home or at school, but you weren't punished as you deserve. Someone showed kindness to you. That is grace. But even greater than that is the grace that God shows us. We don't deserve to be saved for how we have treated him. But because of his great love for us, he shows tremendous kindness in sending the gift of his son Jesus to save us. And he did that as he died on the cross. He took the punishment that we deserve. And this is so important that Paul says this twice. Verse 5, by grace you have been saved. Verse 8, by grace you have been saved. Our salvation is by grace, an act of wonderful kindness, a gift we don't deserve. So how should we respond to such kindness? Well, by giving thanks to God and praising his name. And we're going to do that now as we sing Grace Unmeasured, Vast and Free. Do please stand as the band lead us. Please have a seat. Well, we're going to think a little bit more about these verses this morning. If you've lost your place, do turn back to page 1174. So far, we've seen that our salvation from sin is by grace. God's kindness to us, his gift of sending Jesus to save us, even though we don't deserve it. But Paul also says that our salvation comes through faith. That is, trusting in God. So let me read verse 8 again. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now I've asked Cam to come up and help me, to help us think a little bit more about this. So Cameron, do come up, mate. Lots of us will know Cam. Cam's in my 20s and 30s Connect group as well. Now, Cam, I've got this box of chocolates here, okay? I know, Cam, you like these. I know he particularly likes them because when we do have our Connect Bible studies, you often try to hide them from the rest of the group, so either only our group can eat them. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've outed him there a bit. Now, Cam, I promise that I will give you these chocolates, all right? I promise I will give you these chocolates. But I'm going to leave them right here. But I will give you these chocolates. They will be my gift to you, okay? Yeah? Now, I wonder what Cam is thinking right now. I wonder what he's thinking right now. Who knows? But I wonder what he's thinking. Sorry, mate. I wonder what he's thinking. I guess it depends on what he thinks of me and my words. Does he trust me? He might do. But if he's not sure, he might think he has to do and try and earn the chocolates just to be on the safe side. Now, what might he do? Well, I've got a bag of stuff here that he might have a little think about. So he might want to show that he's like a really hard worker and say and promise to come round and clean up my flat. So here's some rubber gloves. I put those on for us. Maybe as what else have we got? Oh, there you can. There's a feather. It's a bit dusty, so watch out. It's still in use. So he might do that, and we've also got a washing up brush as well. Or maybe he said, Cam's actually a very good cook and chef, so maybe I've got some utensils there for you. You could hold those. Maybe you would do my laundry. So here we go. These are all clean, by the way, and it's only shirts, so don't worry. So there we go. So he might think, I'm going to be a hard worker, so I'm going to show me that I'm a hard worker, so I'm going to do loads of chores and stuff like that. Show I work really hard. Maybe he thinks, I'm going to show John just some of my achievements, some good things that I've done. So I've got a medal here. I don't know what this was for. It's got football on it, but I don't know who won this in our family, but there we go. There's a medal. We've also got a 5-meter swimming certificate. That you can have that as well, and a Harvard University from astrophysics. I don't think they spelt these words, so I don't think that's very genuine, but there's a Harvard University degree certificate. There we go. So perhaps he'd show these things to me. Or maybe, I forgot the towel as well. There we go. It's a towel as well, a bit of laundry. But maybe also he wants to show me that he's just a really good person. So he says, yeah, I've read loads of Christian books. This is where you've got to have a lot of muscles. You ready? This is what going to the gym's for, mate. He tells me I've just read all of the systematic theology, Bible dictionary, more systematic theology. Wow. And then, or maybe he tells me that he reads his Bible every day, comes to church, prays every day as well. Wow. Maybe Cam, just to be on the safe side, he does all of those things just so he knows he's going to get this. But let's just take a look at Cam. He looks pretty swamped, pretty burdened, doesn't he? How on earth does he know that he's done enough to earn these chocolates? That I'm so kind of amazed and proud and impressed that I can't but just hand him the chocolates. But it's better, isn't it, that he actually trusts what I had already promised. Remember, I said to Cam, I will give you these chocolates. See, I'm not interested in your efforts and anything else like that. They are my gift to you. Much better for Cam to let go of all this effort. You can let go of all of it. Even the rubber gloves. Much better for Cam to get rid of all that effort because it counts for nothing. It's about simply to put our trust in the promise and to receive the gift. There we go, mate. You can have a sit down. Give him a run. I don't think anyone else will get a chocolate, by the way. Sorry, mate. But you see, likewise, our salvation from sin is not earned, but given. It comes through faith, trusting in what God has already promised. Trusting in Jesus' death on the cross to save us from God's anger against our sin. our salvation is by grace through faith. So if some of us are here this morning, still kind of looking into Jesus, we're still investigating, then please heed the words of C.S. Lewis, who said, Christianity is unique because of grace. All other religions, which are all of this sort of world, are all about what we have done. But Christianity is about trusting in what Jesus has already done for us. Now, as a church, this is the most important message we want to tell the world. And our children's groups next week have this opportunity to bring a friend on Sunday. I know last week some of the groups were decorating some invitations. So it's really good to think about who could I bring next week to come and hear this wonderful good news about Jesus. Why not think about who you might want to bring and parents you might like to help in that. And for those of us who are trusting Jesus, well, these verses are a good reminder that we don't have to earn our salvation. We are saved by grace through faith. And Paul sees the big problem if we're saved by works. Verse 9 talks about boasting. We'd boast in ourselves. We'd be a bit like this guy here who looks pretty chuffed with himself. Boasting would mean we would constantly be competing against each other. It's not a very loving thing to do, is it? And actually, how great does God think our works and our achievements really are? We might think our hard work and business is great, but what is that compared to the God who made the universe? We might think our grades and qualifications, other accomplishments are so impressive, but what are they compared to the God who is all-knowing and wise? And we might think we're pretty good and decent, but what are our morals compared to the God who is holy and righteous? See, we'd never live up to those standards, to God's standards, and wonderfully, he doesn't expect us to. We don't have to worry about doing good enough to please God. We don't need to worry about trying to outdo each other. We all come to God the same way, by grace and through faith. He wants all of us to put our trust in Jesus, his son, receive this wonderful, tremendous, kind gift, this gift of salvation. We're saved by grace through faith. And again, the right response is to praise God as he deserves. Somewhere else in the Bible, Paul says, "Let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." Let me pray. May our boast be in the Lord, not in ourselves. Let me pray. Dear Father God, we thank you so much for the tremendous kindness you have shown us in your Son Jesus, that he came to save us. And we thank you that we are saved by grace and through faith. And so we pray that you would help us to trust in Jesus, knowing that it is what he has done for us that matters. And it's not about boasting in ourselves. It's about boasting in you, because you deserve all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to respond to what we've heard this morning as we sing Jesus.